This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
It's gonna be me.
No. No.
No. It's not going to be May. It is May. Happy May. May the 4th be with you. That gets celebrated this weekend, right? The 4th is Saturday. May the 4th be with you.
We're missing it by a day.
Yes, well, it's all right. It'll be okay. Well, I think we'll survive, or at least people that may be on one end or the other end of it. Still, the spirit of Star Wars will certainly be with us. It's one of those things that's in our brains, right? What is there? There are very few things when it comes to that sort of entertainment that are ingrained in our minds more than the theme to Star Wars, or the characters of Obi-Wan, Darth Vader, Han Solo, Princess Leia, all of the people that were important and we learned to love. I remember the first time, it was 1977, May 4th, 1977. First, I saw the first Star Wars and I was blown away, frankly, by it was just so different.
Ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah. Right, and the good guys, it was like, as Steven Spielberg and George Lucas explained, they were trying to do space cowboys, which is, you know, at the end of, just think about this in terms of what Steven Spielberg, who's such a genius, at the end of all the Indiana Jones movies, at the end of all the Star Wars movies, when there's hope presented, if you will. For example, every single one of the Indiana Jones movies has the good guys riding off into the sunset. What could be more a cowboy movie than that, right? The good guys riding off into the sunset. Gives me goosebumps just to think about how cool that is, how simplistic, yet how thought-provoking it really is. And there's a lesson in that for all of us is, we ride off into the sunset. In a manner of speaking, I'm riding off into the sunset to a point. But, you know, it's kind of a, it's a wonderful, when you think about symbolism, it's a great symbol, riding off into the sunset. Great stuff. Okay, let's go into some reality numbers here, if I may, for you. There are, at the moment, 391,000 children in the United States in the foster care system. Does that seem like a number that's hard to absorb, Jay?
It does.
391,000 children in the foster care system. Mm-hmm. Too many of these young people are abused, neglected. They struggle with mental health issues because the foster care system is far from perfect. But yet there are, for many, no
background checks.
Exactly. Yeah, are we doing a good job with that? In some cases, people would say to you, well, there's so many, the system is broken. We admit that, but we got to find a place for them instead of having them on the street. So what's better, being on the street or being with someone who's going to abuse you? That's the thing, and that means really the answer to that is we've got to do a better job, much better job.
Yeah, and a lot of times siblings will do what they need to do to stay on the streets to avoid foster care so that they can stay together.
Right.
Because more often than not, when people are bringing their, even if you do foster to adopt, most people want babies. Most people don't want above a certain age, and then the child basically has to wait until they age out of the system. And most people who will foster, regardless of age, are only fostering one or two at a time. They have no problem breaking siblings apart. Mm-hmm. They need each other then more than ever.
That's right. This is National Foster Care Month. May is Foster Care Month. And there are a lot of things. If you, there are always people asking you to donate to this, that, and the other thing. I get it. But this is something that is worth paying attention to. And there are a couple of different organizations that you can check out The foster care system is not run by the government. It's a private, you know, entity in a manner of speaking. And find a foster care center near you. Especially, my father went through the system because my father was an orphan. So he knew all about this stuff. And I remember him donating to, what's the he ain't heavy, he's my brother. What was that? That's the symbol for Father Flanagan's Boys Town. It was out in Nebraska. And just, I haven't thought about this for years and years and years. And I think it's still in existence. The Catholic Charities run, I think, also foster care, but that was all, you know, because of the pedophile priest stuff. That got really sticky. And so a lot of people just went away from it. My father was born into the Catholic Church, or at least he wasn't brought up as anything because he didn't have any parents. But when he was dying, he wanted to see a priest, which kind of floored me because I never really thought. I knew he had been Catholic at birth. His family, Irish and German, but, it wasn't something that you thought of when you thought of him being close to any religion. And so on his deathbed, he wanted to see a priest, so I found him a priest. But, the point I'm making is that he grew up without parents, and he was very supportive because he was on the street a lot as a kid. And so he was supportive of Father Flanagan's Boys Town, especially. But other things that we found out about after he had passed, after he died, that he did to help a lot of youngsters, stories I never knew about. My sisters and I never knew the sort of things that he did for others. And it was sort of what one of my sisters was perplexed with it because he didn't pay that much attention to us. You know what I mean? He was, it wasn't bad, it just was what it was. He didn't have the skills. He wasn't bad. He just, you know, didn't have the skills. So anyway, I don't want to go down there.
Don't have that example side.
Here's the story of a two-year-old boy who unfortunately lost his life. There was a strong gust of wind that sent a bounce house. I used to have the bounce house on the farm when people would come to the farm to see the cows, and they'd, you know, give them a little corner of a field to play in. But this youngster, 2 years old, went flying into a neighboring lot. And this is down in Pinal County in Florida. This is Pinal County in Arizona. I think there is a Pinal County in Florida. This is Arizona. Several children playing in a bounce house. Strong gust of wind sent the bounce house up into the air. And this two-year-old child who was badly hurt, brought to the hospital, and died.
Absolutely devastating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A tragic accident, certainly.
Yeah.
How do you know that the wind is going to come up and do what
it did? Well, you can anchor it into the ground, but a lot of people don't because they just don't expect something like that to happen. And it's,
we had ours
so
anchored.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum, to the super ager end of our, maybe I'm there. The people who are aging, the people who are over there, I'm not over the age of 80, so maybe this is not specifically about me. But when we get to that point, a lot of us worry about what happens to our brain, what happens to our mind. And what happens to our mind comes about because of what happens to our brain. It gets calcified. The arteries in our brain get hardened. This is one of the reasons that I take 3 fish oil supplements a day, because I know that it keeps all of the veins and arteries and stuff pliable and able to distribute the food of life, that is your blood, well. There's a lot of new research, Jay, that is surfacing on the mechanics of people who maintain exceptional memories as they go older. A lot of people who are following this pursuit, who are my age and older, have the mind of a 20 or 30-year-old because of what they're doing. And so the people that are being studied are called super agers, studying. It started in 2012. A lot of data around memory focuses on people with dementia and Alzheimer's. But then the people who don't, I mean, this is the idea here is to have you understand that capturing the full use of your brain will enable you to, you know, they say doing crossword puzzles, doing a lot of that stuff, which is part of what happens as you get older, and you don't want your brain to atrophy. One of the things that happens as you get older, if you retire, you don't have the same interest and focus on things that you did when you were younger, and that leads to this dumbing down, if you will, I don't know another way of putting it, of your brain. Your brain becomes, because of lack of exercise, like your muscles. If you don't exercise and keep your bones together with good, strong muscles, your body's going to fall apart. Well, that's what happens to your brain. Don't use it. Goes away. What is it? No pain, no gain, whatever?
Use it.
So,
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This week, there's a study that was published. Scientists are looking at the findings of previous studies, concluding that the brains of superagers have less atrophy, more brain volume. And this is part of the cortex in the center of the brain, the areas that are essential for memory when compared to the average older adult. So what is it? What's a superager? Somebody who has a good diet, gets enough rest, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, and then uses his or her brain. There's a control group of about 20,000 people that not only did they look at, you know, the use of all of these things, but also what your DNA or what your history is, you know, what were you born into? What was the history of your mother and your father? Because what you have inherited is oftentimes pretty important to this sort of thing as well. Even though we didn't think that people say, well, dementia didn't exist 100 years ago. Yeah, it kind of did if you lived old enough. The problem back 100 years ago or 150 or 200 years ago is people didn't live beyond 45 or 50, so they didn't have a chance to get it. Now they get older and their brains, you know, we live longer and thus our brains are not challenged as much as they might be. So keep your brain cooking there. I guess that's a word to the wise. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Yeah, we told you. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. It sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The unmistakable sound of Jimmy Buffett and the whole business of Cheeseburger in Paradise. Apparently, there's an episode of Jeopardy which aired this week. Contestant says his grandmother's restaurant inspired the song Cheeseburger in Paradise. It wasn't Jimmy Buffett who came up with the idea. It was this guy's grandmother. So when you look back at, I was thinking about this in terms of all of us having stories, passing things that are parents, grandparents, and generations. And there's no better place to see that than in that that show that Harry, what's-his-face, Gates does with all of the celebrities. Anyway, so this week on a Jeopardy episode, the competitor's name was Ferdinand Perkenty, I think. Is that how you pronounce it, do you think? Jay, it looks
sounds
pretty
about right.
Close to it.
Anyway, yeah.
Told Ken Jennings that his grandmother and her cooking of cheeseburgers inspired Jimmy Buffett. How about them apples?
He was the patron. He loved it so much he wrote a song about it. And then turned it into his own franchise, which, you know, isn't really around anymore. Cheeseburger in Paradise was a fantastic restaurant. But he still had...
I never went. I'm not a cheeseburger guy.
Franchises.
Yeah. That stuff will go on forever. So anyway, Jennings said, quote, your grandma's cheeseburgers were so good that he wrote a hit song about them, eh? This is amazing. And it is. It's kind of an amazing thing.
It's true, yeah. And even if it's not true and it's just family lore, you know what? That's fun still.
Yeah, it is. I have a hard time believing Jimmy Buffett's been gone. He died last fall. He's only 76. He looked like the picture of health. Maybe he had too many cheeseburgers or too many margaritas. Maybe
too much sunshine.
See that, right? All right, here's a little thing going on. As we have talked off and on this week about Ozempic, Barbara Streisand and Melissa McCarthy are at it, which I found. Did you see this? That's pretty interesting. Melissa McCarthy reacted this week to Barbara Streisand's Instagram comments about Ozempic. McCarthy writes, quote, I think Barbara is a treasure and I love her, but she's out of line for asking if I have been on Ozempic. In other words, Barbra Streisand, it seems like, I mean, you could take it a couple of different ways, but it almost seems like she might have been taking a shot at Melissa McCarthy.
Well, it seems like anybody who loses weight, it's right. whether or not they did it with diet and exercise in a good old-fashioned way, it's just they throw it out the door because they're like, no, it must be Ozempic. And there's it's shaming people who do take Ozempic. There's nothing wrong with it. Do what you need to do. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And
look what Al Roker did. He had the operation stapled up his stomach.
Exactly. And you know what? Really, it's nobody's business, and it would be nice if we can normalize just not commenting on people's bodies in general.
Well, you know what has brought this to the surface, though? All the controversy about Ozempic and what it's about and Wegovy and whether it's healthy or not to do it this way. Let's face it. Any weight loss program, and I say this lovingly because we all know that Calitrin is one of my sponsors, and it's an all-natural product that you use to lose weight the natural way, so it doesn't affect you the way some of these other things do. Like if you have a crash diet or you're taking these things, or maybe you do a whole bunch of things altogether that really make your body crazy, it's unhealthy to lose the weight. And I think that's part of what Barbra Streisand is addressing. She asks McCarthy, did you take Ozempic? When, you know, she looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the thing was she wasn't actually offended. She's like, if she thinks I look good that I did that, then, hey, I win today. I win.
Well, you know what? McCarthy is established as an actress, and she has been, she's really done a good job of presenting herself and getting good roles. And the fact that somebody like Streisand is paying attention to this and to her in a positive way, I mean, you sort of have come of age if Barbra Streisand is paying attention to you. I think that's, as much as anything, part of the story here. 28 after the hour, social media time on Good Day. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-DOUG. 3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership Scripps said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its healthcare centers and discontinuing virtual healthcare services. This strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
Man, what a philosophy that is, right? The sequels were, in many instances, not as good as the original, and then some of them went over the top to be better. May the 4th be with you. Celebrating some Star Wars stuff as we move ahead on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The whole Star Wars thing won a lot of Oscars. And so I was looking from the perspective of the do you know and did you know and do you care? I always get those mixed up. Did you know and do you care that an Oscar winner is not allowed to sell their statuette without first offering it back to the Academy for a dollar? So what are these things worth? Sometimes they've been sold, sometimes they've been stolen and sold, that kind of stuff. But the rule is that you, you know, if you want to sell your statue, if you need the money or whatever happens, you don't want it anymore. I can't imagine. Like the Gracie that we won that's downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You won one. You've got probably in a prominent place in your house. I have one prominent place in my house because I'm proud of it, and I would never sell it.
Yeah.
But sometimes people have, and the Academy says, okay, you can't do it unless. And this, but they strictly enforce this rule. You have to sign a contract before you take possession. So after you get the statuette in the award ceremony, you go out back as a piece of paper waiting for you. Most people didn't know that.
And how many people actually read it? They're probably just signing.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sign this. Right, yeah. There was a trophy awarded to an art director in the 1940s. That was the latest example of and this is what got the Academy started. Okay, we want it back. You're going to sell it. This fellow's family sold at an auction house his statuette for $79,000 in 2015. And the Academy didn't like it, and they sued this family, and they got the money. You know, they got it back. So this discourages anybody from trying to break the rule, I guess, as much as anything else. Yeah.
Well, because it's such a prestigious award that you wouldn't want to think that anybody could just buy it.
No. Right. Well,
yeah.
If you don't deserve it, if you haven't won
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is it? There's an actor. It's Kate Winslet. She keeps an Oscar, her Oscar, in the bathroom, in the guest bathroom. So whenever people are over and they yeah, they use the restroom, they can hold it and do their fake acceptance speech without being, like, feeling embarrassed or anything
that's
like that.
Fun.
Yeah, like, that's how she shares it.
The Oscar weighs 8.5 pounds. There have been 3,100 Oscars given out since the first in 1929. The number of Oscars that have been sold along the line, 150. And so, anyway, I thought it was interesting to look at all of that. Here's the story of a young Indiana police officer, Jay, recently reunited with a retired police officer who came to his rescue about 25 years ago. Officer Gene Eister retired in 2019. At the time, he was working as a lieutenant for the South Bend Police Department when he and some other officers were called to an apartment complex. Man living in the building called police after hearing the sound of a baby crying and stumbling upon a box in the hallway with an infant inside, wrapped up in blankets. The child, 2 days old, was transported to the hospital. He was cared for by a labor and delivery nurse. Eventually, the child's parents were found. The boy's mother faced a neglect charge. The baby was adopted by a new family, started a new life. And so this fellow, when he grew up, learned about what happened, and he wanted to know who the police officer was who saved his life. So he became a police officer, the youngster did, and he's now been reunited with this retired officer who found him 25 years ago. What a great story. All happened this week, a first face-to-face meeting since the, you know, the youngster was a baby. I thought that was very cool.
Circle moment.
Yeah, that's good stuff, frankly, very good stuff. Okay, so what's going on with the weather? And how are we doing in the weather department? This week we've had a number of stories of focus on La Nada, which is the nothing, as opposed to El Nino and La Nina. So I wanted to get a little bit more sort of, is it understanding, I don't know, whatever it is that people are wondering, okay, what's the clarity here? What's really going to happen? Because last summer there were millions of people who were really the temperatures went off the charts. It was scorching hot in the United States, the drought, that sort of thing. And so now, because of the fact that nothing is really changing, because we don't have an El Nino pattern, we don't have La Nina or El Nino, we have La Nada. And so the forecast is for the tail end of the summer to be warm like it was last summer, or hot, if you will, because the Pacific Ocean has been warmer and the surface temperatures are staying the same. So that will, and you know, that will change things. Mostly it's drier and warmer in the northern part of our country, which will be a welcome relief for me and the people in the Northeast who were trying to farm and couldn't because it was so doggone wet. But if you're in the Southeast, the weather looks like you're going to be in store for a lot of precipitation and maybe a flooding. And so, but what is going on? El Nino is rapidly fading. La Nina will not be impactful until late in the year, so we've got La Nada. And that's why we're going to have pretty much the same kind of things in some areas as we had in others. But there was enough influence at the end of the season from El Nino to make the weather, as it's going to be down in the Southeast and the Southwest, going to be dry and hot and humid.
It's
going
to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, uncomfortable is a nice way. Apparently that's a nice way of putting it. Yes, very uncomfortable. Okay, let's see. We were talking about police here. This is a story from Colorado where a police, actually more than one, called to help a screaming woman. And when the officers responded, this woman was in the front yard, and she was in the process of delivering not one, not two, but three children on the front lawn.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
24-year-old woman, she was, you know, screaming. What the heck? What do you think's going to happen? You got three babies inside of you? Ay, ay, ay.
No epidural.
Ay, caramba.
No medications. Fully, no. Truly natural.
No, yeah, very natural. All the way to the top. So, you know, under the circumstances, you know, the story is that the the babies were delivered. Four police officers helped in this thing, and they brought the babies to the hospital, and apparently everything is all right. One, two, three. The officers had to tie off the umbilical cords before they brought... There was an ambulance on the scene, for sure, but they had to be the first line. So the lady that had the babies said they're doing great, they're living miracles. And I suppose that is because of the police acting as they... As they do. I think, aren't all police trained in this sort of thing?
I think so. I think you have to be now. I think that police officers and firefighters have to essentially be trained like EMTs.
Yeah, right.
Without the actual degree.
Yeah. All right, so much conversation about all the protests on college campuses and what's happening on Columbia and some other campuses this week. There are a lot of people that I know... people who ask me, why do you go to Israel? Why have you been there five times? Well, I find it a fascinating country, frankly. I am pleased to, my friendship with Uri Geller brings me into his orb, if you will, whenever his birthday is. He and I enjoy each other's company, and I'm usually the only one that shows up for his birthday outside of his family. So, you know, I take that. I've been on the Gaza Strip before. It's the thing that's so amazing about all of this. When you look at a map of Israel, first of all, it's the size of the state of New Jersey, the whole thing, top to bottom. And so when you travel around, you land in Tel Aviv and you want to go to Jerusalem, it's like an hour's ride. That's like halfway across the country from one edge of the country to another. And then you look at the West Bank and what was there before, and you look at the Gaza Strip and you realize this is such a small little, it's like tiny. It isn't like tiny. It is tiny. So This week, as most people, I don't know whether the protesters, they even know where Gaza City is? They even know where the Gaza Strip is? Do they even know what really is going on over there? Methinks not, frankly. But there's a move afoot now for Netanyahu says that this week they want to finish off. I don't know that that's the term they use, but I think that's what they're talking about. Because Rafah is the southernmost city in the Gaza, and there are lots of Palestinians that live there, and so but they've been the source of a lot of the trouble. So if you look at the Gaza Strip, it is on the Mediterranean, and it borders Egypt on the south. And then the northern part of it obviously is goes into Israel, but this little piece of land is the cause of the consternation and the cause of big problems that it's hard to understand how we even are going to settle this because it's been going on it seems forever. The brothers, that's what they are. Muslims and Jews are brothers. That's anathema when you say that to them, but they are. They all originated. They all look the same if they're the original Middle Easterners. The European Jews and European Muslims look more like Muslims from the Middle East because their skin is darker. But the fact that they're brothers, it's like Cain and Abel. You know that story from the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
About the fighting that goes on, families fighting with one another? And that's all this is. And yet there's so much tension created by people who don't understand at all the complexity yet simplicity of the original argument. And it really is like children playing in a sandbox. That's all this is. And yet the whole world is tense because of what's going on in the sandbox. That's really it. Why is it that we can't understand or get along? Do we just like to fight with each other? Is that our nature as human beings? Aye. 48 after the hour, and good day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes, comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh, we told you. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toplaws.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toplaws.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fit into most any movie that was a drama or an action flick. It's not that it is identified with a gladiator, even though it is. So, let us proceed with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments on Good Day, with the theme from The Gladiator, because there's another gladiator movie. Like, we need another hacker, slasher, chop-em-up movie. Right, Chucker?
Well, there is another one coming out at the end of the year. Russell Crowe not involved. He was killed off in the original Gladiator, which came out this day in movie history, May 1st, 2000, won the Oscar for Best Picture. Russell Crowe, who's 60 years old won the Oscar for Best Actor. His career is really it's very interesting. He's sort of fallen into that Nicolas Cage, Liam Neeson, gun-for-hire type actors doing movies like The Pope's Exorcist, Unhinged, and a few other ones that seem not worthy of his talent, if that is a correct statement. You have thoughts on that one?
I think that he has enlarged himself in life as he's enlarged himself in the movie business, but you know what? To each his own. I would not, after I understood what was going on with Liam Neeson and his quest to do whatever came before him, because his life completely changed when his wife died, and he's alone, and so he wants to work. So he does one after another, after another, after another. Some of the scripts are good, some of them aren't so good, but he keeps himself busy and going, and that's what he wants to do. so he's accommodated. I would never criticize him. Don't know. I mean, we all hypothesize on Nicolas Cage because his spending habits are rather large. So he's got a lot of bills to pay, and so he needs to keep cranking them up. We all understood we were criticizing Bruce Willis for doing that, and then you find out he's got Alzheimer's, and that's all he could do. And so I think sometimes when you criticize without really knowing the whole story, it sounds, when you do know the whole story, is it sounds kind of foolish. And I'm not, that's
not really
about
a criticism. I look at it like, I think there's only one actor, I give an example, who will have what's called a clean eye, DMB page, meaning he hasn't done any schlocky B movies, and that would be probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to
work with the top A-list directors and get the big money. Tom Cruise also. But very few could say that. Very, very few could say that.
Yeah. So then it's not. It's more the rule than it is the exception, and so we accept it that way. Lindsay Lohan and Rachel McAdams are interested in making a Mean Girls sequel. This is 20 years ago this was popular, right? What do you think of the chances of that in terms of attracting an audience?
Well, Lindsay Lohan would gladly sign on tomorrow. I don't know about Rachel McAdams. Maybe. They just did a remake. It performed fairly well a few months ago at the box office. Speaking of box office, interesting stat here. So far, Doug, this year, box office is down 21%. From 2023. Now, in the next 4 weeks, these are the movies that come out. These are big studio films. This Friday, Fall Guy, which is expected to have around a $40 million opening weekend. Week after, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, $50 million tracking opening weekend. Then you get the Ryan Reynolds family film, If, which looks really good, $40 million opening weekend. And then the following week, the last week of May, Furiosa, which is a Mad Max spin-off film, $40 million opening weekend. These opening weekends are not great. They're not great.
And what are you doing to make them better? How are we helping to make them better?
Don't know. Here's another interesting one. According to a trade, some speculate that the opening weekend of Beetlejuice 2, which comes out in September, could surpass $100 million in its first 3 days. That's how much interest there'll be.
Yeah.
In that movie. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope that happens.
Do you know anything about this this show, Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, it's an Amazon show. I didn't really watch it. It was it's sort of like Lord of the Flies with adults. It was very, very popular. It did
really?
Very well. Yeah.
Melanie Lynskey apparently is the star of it. I don't know. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it because I don't. When I look at the storyline, it doesn't appeal to me, and it's harder. I don't do that much watching of some of the streaming services.
Here's another story. MGM Amazon is an action film, a Christmas action film that they shot or shooting called Red One. Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans. They say the budget is ballooned to more than $250 million. A lot of stories about Dwayne Johnson showing up late to set, so on and so forth. $250 million. For a movie that will probably play on Amazon Prime. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. That's put it in the theaters, you dummies. There's our message to the people in the movie business. Listen to us. 59 after on Good Day.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.